coming in the shape of Guru, Vaishnava, worldly. Yes. But, oh, I'm doing, after this, I will learn to do this. I will become all this. So this is our life. Again, something. Try to realize this. And when you will die alone. Alone. To whom you have given so many, your whole energy, they will not remember you for a moment. They cannot help you. You must know all this. Gopis are telling these things. They are very expert. They never divided with their
love and
affection to anyone in this world. They took from husband, sisters, brothers, everything, gradually. If you want to love Krishna, gradually you have to. And if you are not doing, then at the time of death, you will be kicked like donkeys from behind legs. Huh? And you will be burnt into ashes. Surely you should know that anyone cannot help. Only Krishna can help you. So you should try to realize all these things. This is association. Take something from this association and return with so many things. Take some love and affection from this association. This will help you. So gopis are telling. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. So many things more you will be here. So many gopis. Then gopis are telling like this. Oh, now they blame first to Vidhata, to Creator. And then who? That Creator came in the shape of? Now they are blaming to Krishna. Oh, there is no blame of Vidhata or of Guru. Oh, Krishna is always Navasanga Priya. Navasanga Priya means?
Always wants
new. He is never satisfied with old one. Like a bumblebee, he goes to any very beautiful lotus and taking the sweetness again goes to another. Sometimes he become mad that, and even to bad flowers, smelling flowers, there is no other that he can see. Oh, because this is me. So Krishna is like this. His blacklist also like that. He never satisfied with, old one. So he now wants to test some new thing. That is right. Krishna, this is the motive of Krishna, that is, he is leaving us and he is going to Mathura. And he will be very happy. Now he is with us, we are only the girls of
village.
Not so beautiful. We cannot attract anyone. With a bell, like this, so many sweet words, with some shame, very attractive. They can pose very beautiful with all this. But we are not like them. We cannot play like them. So they are very expert because they are in tongues. And they can make up so much. They can decorate their host with lipsticks and so many. But we cannot, we don't know all these arts. Then when Krishna will go and they will do like this, Krishna will be so much attached. And there are not only 1, 2, 3, 4, lakhs and lakhs. He will have a love to this, to that. And he will be engaged and he will never return. We know. And they began to connect. We know the habit of Krishna. He is one. But we appear that he will never return. Oh, this night, after this night, very beautiful Suprabhat will come. What? Good morning will come. All the ladies and all the persons, Jadav, Vaishni, Bodh, all will be very happy. And they will tell that good morning, because they will have. They will see the face of Krishna, beautiful Krishna. Yahoo. Mama, I got it. What I was here. So,
very auspicious morning.
Very best. Morning for Mathurabasi. All will have chance to see all the beautiful essence of the whole world, all beauty. And they will see Krishna. And Krishna will talk with them. He will attach to them. And for us, today night is like Kaljam. Like that. Tomorrow in morning, we cannot see Krishna. How tender. Then all we will. All the birds and peacocks and all animals will die. All the cows, what will be of the cows? They will not graze, they will only see towards Krishna. They will also die. Then what will this Vrindavan? It will be a barren land. So, Akrur is very cruel. In Mathura there will be daily show Mahatsav, always Mahatsav. And in Vrindavan? No, nothing. It will be very bad. Now, we are wondering, we are astonished that there are so many old persons here. They are thought to be very intelligent like Upananda and all others, the brothers of Nanda Baba and others, so many old persons. But we now thinking that they are not intelligent. Why they are not stopping Nanda, not to take Krishna and Baldevpur? There and send up through alone. Krishna should be sent. But not they are telling anything. They are accepting this proposal of Nanda Baba and approve. Then what to do? Then we'll have to be out of shame. We will ourselves, we will go and tell Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya, you are so cruel. Don't send this Krishna to with cruel. Krishna will never return, I mean, no. So we will try. Let us go and tell to Yashoda Maiya and others. In the meantime, it became morning. And Akrur did his sandhya. And then he brought that very child. And he began to go on that chariot, taking Krishna and Baldev. Gopi were, they at once came and they take the chariot. They became some of them. Srimati Radhika Singh, very far away, she became senseless. And other gopis who had some senses, they came and they took the rein of horses. Some fell down, rolling down on the front of chair, and some were beaten. But Akrur was so cruel that anyhow he wanted to take Krishna to Mathura. And Krishna some admission had given. So Krishna told to all the gopis who were incensed by his eyes, I will come. Where is I am going, I will kill Kans today or tomorrow and then I must return. He promised there with a Dautakai. What is Daut?
Messenger.
Like messenger. What were messenger? The eyes. And he told to someone gopis who were incensed, oh, tell this message to all gopis, especially to Radha who is not incensed, that day after tomorrow I must return. And quickly, anyhow, Akrur, what? He kept some stake on the horses and in crooked way and went. And all gopis went. Those were not friends, they were seeing the dust of and also dust face. They never returned to Nandarong. They were in forests. When Akrur came, he met. Very pathetic scene. Uddhava maintains. When Krishna, all my gopis were only thinking that we should die, but we should not die. Why? If Krishna will return, because he has told that I will return, so it is certainly that if Krishna has done promise, he must come. We have faith on his words. So he will come, and then he will come, and if you are dying, then he will see that, oh, all gopis have died, then he will die. So we must not die. We should tolerate any kind of separation, any kind of fire. We are burning in fire, even separation fire. But we'll have to keep our life. Only for Krishna. Only for Krishna. That Krishna will come and see. So gopis, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5, 10, 50, but Krishna. Why? Sometimes Krishna may come in the shape of bumblebee, sometimes in this way, sometimes in green, sometimes in any manifestation. He comes and sees gopis. And they think that, oh, we are seeing Krishna in dream. Actually, we have. Sometimes they become so deep in love, they never think that Krishna has gone to Mathura. Krishna is here. He has gone to cow grazing. And in the time of
evening.
Yashoda takes his
arati
plate, everything ready, that Krishna is coming. But whole life she may stand there. Krishna never comes. Now no cooking, nothing. Now no bird singing. What is the condition of Rajagita? Amazing. I may tell a worldly story. I was in Italy, where? In the ocean beach. Ocean. Oh, we were in car, oh, 4 or 5 persons only. Three. Oh, when I walked and I was coming, our car was there. A very beautiful old dog came there. His eyes were full of mud and some weeping shines were there. And I saw that he at once came to us and he smelled. And then he was looking very pathetically to us. I looked. And when another car came and stopped, he went there. And he was looking. And again sad. I told to them that it seems that this dog was formerly to any good person. And he was like Alsatian dog, very good dog. I asked them, oh, why he is waiting for all the cars they are coming. They told that this dog belongs to any rich person. And for several years he was with him. His master used to keep him in his car and going and giving bath, always having so much love and affection for dog. So many years went on. And he was so much happy there. Always serving his master. After some time, he began to be old. And one day he came to that beach. And he saw any beach, and a dog, sea dog. And he came from the car. And he went to that, with that car. And also, now he was old. The master thought that I will have to take a new one. In fact, I will do of this. She left him and quickly started his motor and went to the house. never care for that, neglected for that. Now dog, after some time he returned and he was looking after his master. Where my master? Where my master? Searching in all cars here and there. No taking anything. Always searching his master. Whenever any car passes, he goes there. And it became like 1 year, 2 years, but his master never returned. And he's looking out, always, always. There is none to wash his mercy, not to give anything. And he was always weeping for his master, seeing that, oh, my master must come. And that is his living, that one day, today, my master is waiting. If a dog can do like this, his master may be cruel, but Krishna is not. If dog is remembering his master, how? That he will come, just now come, oh, perhaps he's come. And he go and see that, oh, this is my not master. Then he becomes to weep and becomes sad. And he sits, and again, with hope he's waiting for me. If a dog can do it, why we cannot do? This is the, like some shadow of comparison. Why gopis are lamenting? This dog may remember that one day my master took me in his lap and he was washing his hands and give him this sweet thing what he was going to take and he was giving me. Sometimes he used to take me in my in his bedding, bed also. Always, always. Remembering this and he is waiting. So a devotee can be like this. Always remembering the past. So Gopi, always remembering the past times of Krishna. How Krishna was dancing with him. How Krishna used to give his betel nut in our mouths. How we he loved us. Sometimes dancing and singing with gopis. Oh, I can sing in fifth tune, but gopis in seventh. Oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And he used to praise us. But now who will praise? Remembering and praying. This is Ashtakali Yadidala, devotee. Can remember all these things. And then mind will go here and there. Krishna is telling that you should remember. Gopis are laughing to Krishna. Very sad. Oh, we want to forget you. But she can't forget. All remembrance is gone. Like what? Like a chain coming. And want to forget you. If you can forget us, why we cannot forget? But this is the thing that we cannot. Gopis lamentation, something like this, but not. This is perhaps a shadow of shadow of shadow, what I told. So gopis are thinking like this. And they are only living there. They are keeping their lives only. Why? That Krishna has told that he will come. This only asha. Oh, only this. Otherwise, they will die. But Krishna will also die in their suffering. So they are keeping anyhow there. They are burning in separation fire. But they don't want to die. And what Krishna? Krishna is happy there? Not happy there. Anyhow, Lalita can pacify Srimati Radhika. Don't need to be Krishna. But there is none to pacify Krishna that gopis will come. There is none friend like this in whole Mathura. So Krishna is alone. He is burning so much in separation fire. There is none to say. But here, Yogmaya, Purnima, Vrinda, Lalita, Vishakha, all are here. And they can separate their separation mode to Krishna. But in Mathura. That is why Krishna, what doing? He wanted to send money. He went to school. Why school? Krishna and Baldev were son of Yashoda. They cannot forget this thing. They came to Mathura. And when Kansa was killed, then Nand Baba was waiting outside of the town. That why Krishna and Baldev are not coming? Kansa had been killed. Oh, something perhaps. It is the sarayantra,
conspiration
of the other. Willingly they are not allowing Krishna and Baldev to come to him. After 2 days, he never took anything. He was fasting for Krishna, feeling so much separation. And Krishna and Baldev came in the night, after sunset. They sat on the left and right side of Nanda Baba is sleeping so much. Krishna and Baldev. Father is. Why? Nand Baba told that, oh, you have come to Mathura and you have forget me. Now you have perhaps had the new father and mother. They also become to me. No father. You are only our father. But all here, all Jadavas, like Akuru, Uddhav, Ugrasen, all Devaki, Vasudev, they are telling that you are son of Devi. And they demand, they don't want that I should come to you. If they are fearing that if we are coming to you, then we will never return to Devaki and Vasudev, and you will take me to that is that they are not allowing. Then he told that, do you think that you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki? Oh Krishna, I can do. In dream even. Baldev Prabhu told that I can never dream like this. You are my father. Yashoda is my mother, Rani is my mother, they are in Vrindavan. I know someone tell that you are son of Devaki and Vasudeva. It may be. But they have forgiven me from childhood. They never gave me a drop of milk, no love and affection to me. And I was separated from them. And you and Yashoda Maiya have nourished me, given milk. So you are my father and mother, everything. I cannot think that he is my father. So I must come with you, with Krishna to Vrindavan. Nand Baba told that, now what should you do? Now you are so intelligent both. I think that I must go to Vrindavan and you should come to me. Baldev Prabhu may be here. Why? Because the son of Devaki's six has been killed by Kansa. So Devaki has only one son, like Baldev. So if you are coming, then they may both die. I think it will be better that Krishna should alone come than Baldev to the Lord. I cannot live alone. I must die. Don't separate from me. I will come with Krishna. Without Krishna, I cannot live a moment. Then Krishna told that, Father, listen me. It will be better that for 2-3 days I should be with Baldev. And Baldev will be here. And after 2-3 days, all will be pacified. And then I should be there. And he become worried. But there was no other way. So you think him, if I am taking Krishna with me, then Baldev will come. And if Baldev is coming, they will all die. Then I will be like a butcher. All will tell that Ananda Baba is very cruel. What to tell? He became intelligent. Krishna told that, oh, don't worry. I will come very soon. and all can be pacified. So, just go. And he took so many ornaments, golden and so many garments, silken and everything. And he tightened in the chadar of Nanda Baba. And he was, oh, if I will take it all, then the mother of Krishna will tell, you have sold Krishna with these garments and ornaments, and you have come empty. How I can show my face to you? But he cannot refuse that I cannot take, because Krishna is giving. Anyhow, in the evening, nights, he anyhow returned. But what became of Yashoda? When he saw, he became blind. He became so angry. And he told that you have sold my son, and you have brought these ornaments and garments, and by this we will be happy. And he slept on the bed, never came out of bed, breathing deep. And pathetic was in Vrindavan. One day Yashoda Devi, in evening, in midday, in the month of hot day,
hot summer day.
Now, like these days in India, Jyesh Mas, Yashoda was taking some garments of Krishna, baby Krishna, his little float, his some marble cloth and playing instruments. He was taking in a cloth and he was going in dance. Any gopi kept, Mother Yashoda, where you are going? Yashoda was like a dumb. He was not in a stage to answer, but even so, I'm going to my child. Where your child? No. I've heard that he is in Mathura. So I must go. I will not tell that Krishna is my son. I will go to Devaki Rani. Rani, you know? I will tell that I want to be your dasi, your mason. I will clean your vessels. Everything like dasi. I will not take anything. Only in a day I can see face of your child and I will be satisfied. So telling this, and he became, when we came to on the door, and he became totally. So like this daily, Yashoda was feeling so much separation that you cannot be anything. And what became of Krishna? Oh, all the Jadubansi and Akrur and all other, they are a meeting and they decided that we should change the mind of Krishna. How? We should give him faith and we should make in his mind that Devaki and Vasudev is your father and you are Jadav. And he should be in that and he should be sent to Gurukul to learn. And in the meantime, he will thaw dead, because he's like a baby of 10 years or 12 years. He can thaw dead automatically. And that there was going to be sacred head to Krishna and Baldev. They were?
Sir.
Very beautiful. And then this kind of cloths were given to them. And then Gayatri Mantra was given to them. Sacred head and sandal oath.
Wooden sandal.
Very beautiful, like Brahmachari. If Krishna and Baldev are Brahmachari, how beautiful they will. All very charming and beautiful. Then Gurudev get this, then he told that, he ordered that you should now go to at least five or ten houses. And you can beg some diksha for me. Oh mother, give me some. Oh mother, oh father, please. And then Garkacharya made his chadar like this, a jholi. And the Brahmachari took jholi and dand also, like today you use that. Very beautiful dand also. Krishna was given crooked some dand and Balde Prabhu very thick and straight, and they were. Now, Gurudev told that you should go to your mother and father first and take begging, and then two others. Now, Krishna is thinking. He closed his eyes. Oh, my Gurudev had told to go to mother. But where is mother? Where is mother? No mother. My mother is where? She is in Vrindavan, Nandagaon. And he remembered that his mother has promised, oh Krishna Baldev, when you will be given Kshatriya Trail, Brahmachari, and given mantra, then I will fulfill your jholi begging. Oh, with diamonds and so many, gold and everything. So Krishna was remembering, where is my mother? Where? Oh mother, he became too short. And in front of all, Devaki and Vasudeva especially were ready to give some all. But they are not telling mother and father to them. They are remembering Krishna, to Yashoda. Mother. And both, especially Krishna, and he was rolling down on the This was the situation of Krishna, having so much suffering, but there was no way because he has to do so many pastimes. So from here becomes pathetic scene, even in Mathura, even in Gaur Brahma. Again. So try to realize. You can remember and chant. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna.
50 years old, 50 days old. Krishna and Yashoda Maya, always thinking, oh my dear child, Krishna, Krishna. In this way you should try to lament and feeling separation and chant the Hare Krishna. You should remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh be merciful to me, oh Panchatattva be merciful to me, oh Nityananda to me. That past tense we can realize and we can chant like this and we can forget everything, all problems of world. Where is world? Who am I? Try to come. Then Krishna will come and he can wash your tears. He is so merciful. So you should chant and come and this and one this. This is the process. To remember all the past times in such a way, when you are reading, oh, the sins sent me down. For this Swamiji came. He was so merciful. He wanted to make qualified like this. But he saw that there are so many other desires, a jungle so many. So he began to cut. He wanted to make it fertile. But he left something for me. How I can serve? So for his service he left me and told that you should go and now you should tell now. Among them some are so much qualified. If they will hear, they will hear. Certainly some qualified for this. And that is why I came. Nothing to gain, no money, no prestige, not quarreling everyone, not to make any disciple. If anyone taking these views, all are disciples. Bako Begam, Manasakrodavegam,
Yuva Begam, Udravastra Begam.
Etan vidan javishahir nadir sarva api maam prithi. Actually Jagat Guru. Like Swamiji was Jagat Guru. His Gurudev was Jagat Guru. Vishwa Guru. Three worlds he was Guru. And Rupa Goswami. So we are so much fortunate being in this line. Try to remember this thing. Your all the Navras and all the others are not so much dear than like this. They cannot help. So you can help them, you can nourish and support, but don't be entangled. You can do some duty, but always think like this and try to develop your Krishna consciousness.
Go,
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
what we can, now to you to do.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana.